You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't know if he wants us to change his name because I feel like he's saying it with his chest.
I wouldn't.
You think I should just change his name? Okay.
Just to be safe.
He said, Allie and DZ, I've got a great Am I the Jerk for the show. His name starts with a D, so give him a new name.
And it ain't going to be DZ.
It's not DZ.
It really ain't
and
me.
It's not Daniel or and Danny, not, which is your name.
Let's call him...
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah, I like Derek. I like Derek.
Derek from Milwaukee.
Shout out Derek.
He said, am I the jerk for wanting my wife to disconnect from her family?
What's that mean, though?
Yeah, so listen. He said, my wife and I have been married for 3 years now and together for 13. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He said, we've grown together and have went through a lot between the two of our families. Her family's more on the wealthy side. Mine is not so much. They've always treated me as less, and over time, they have treated my wife worse and worse.
Mm.
They claim there's no favoritism. However, they make sure to post on social media congratulating the other children for their engagements and celebrating their weddings and accomplishments. But when it comes to my wife and I, there was absolutely none of it. I've had deep discussions with my wife, and she's broken down about this several times because she was always blind to it.
Black sheep. Got
she it. Sees it very clearly now and completely agrees. She's tried mentioning this to her sisters and parents, but it's always dismissed, and she's gaslighted into making it seem like it's her fault when it 100% is not.
She was a blind black sheep at that, too. Huh?
Because they're family, she's struggling to cut ties and focus on our relationship and starting our own family. I want to help her more with the family drama. However, I feel she can only move forward if she were to disconnect from them for an extended period to show them she's hurt.
Yikes.
And not accepting of how they treat her.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Absolutely love the show and you too. Oh, my wife has been trying to get a theme song by calling in. I'm leaving her name out. She got super close around Christmas, but it didn't happen. So fingers crossed we get it. If you pick this, I know she'll hear it. I don't know if I'm supposed to be reading all this, but I don't care.
Hey, Derek, we still got you.
Yeah, he said she'll know, hear it, and would love to give some feedback if you guys want. So based on replies, if you guys read this, she'll absolutely give in a call to give an answer. Thanks again. Keep going strong. And just know we love you guys and appreciate everything you do to start our morning and make many people's days. See, now, Derek.
Now you're trying to butter us up.
Now I'm afraid to be honest because now you're being so sweet.
Right? No. What are you thinking? For real?
I'm thinking that it's never 100% one person's fault. You guys, it's very rare.
I agree.
And I've learned this in relationships and therapy that you have to own your part. Even in the, I've had some messed up things happen to me down there, and people know that I'm not revisiting on this show because my kids are older. But I had to take my own accountability when people did horrible things to me, and you know what I'm talking about.
When things go south. Yeah.
Yeah, but you there's always two sides to a story, even if they're worse. Okay, so one that bugs me that you say she's never done anything wrong. That's not reality.
Cap.
My second thing that bugs me about this is that, you know, he's almost sounds like he's. Sorry, Derek. You sound like you're part of the problem because you're like, I've now made her not blind to this. You're not being positive. You're being negative. You're going, look at what your family does.
Oh.
And instead of going, let's build, you're going, no, they're against us. They hate us. Well, that's not building a bridge.
You know,
I'm not saying her family's not awful because they clearly
it sounds like they got some stuff going down, right?
They clearly are not. They clearly have an issue with you guys. I don't disagree with that. And that's not
they
supportive.
Treat you differently they're than not, they treat everybody else.
And that's not supportive. Supportive either.
Right.
But you're also like, I finally opened her eyes to it. You and I both know when you're trying to be positive and find the light, if someone's going, no, let me tell you all the bad things, that's not helpful either.
But you and I also know, Allie, that when we get with family, we have this amazing tendency to regress and act out of character.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave that threshold, go back into the sanctity of our own home,
so
and
oh, We act like angels, yeah.
And we act we come back to our life.
Yes.
We come back to our mental state, because when we're around our own people, we be acting some type of way sometimes.
Yes, it's like you think you've grown, and then you end up around family, and you get into big fights, and you're like, man, or you all go backwards to being 5 and 10 again. And
exactly.
It's like you pointed that out so well. You regress a lot of times with family, and you go back. Yeah.
Who's to say they aren't in this permanent state of regression? I'm sorry to say, but they come from a little bit of money. That tends to jade you a little bit, to the extent of you do what you want more cases than often not.
Yeah.
When you don't come from money, you do what you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not to put money in this,
he
but...
He feels the type of way about that, though, that her family's more... Like, he feels like they look down on him is what it sounds like.
And he feels like they're starting to look down on her. Aww. They're now making her poor by association.
Yeah, no, totally.
I feel like it's weird, but I can't disagree with
this,
my man.
This is so brutal, though, to totally disconnect from her family. Are we there?
Ain't it necessary sometimes? But I'm not saying we're there.
Now your new family. You get married, that's your family. You know what I mean? You got to stick with your people.
This one is tough.
This is tough.
This one is tough. I genuinely don't want to answer, but I will say that I'm leaning towards not the jerk, given all the circumstances.
I think it's too much. I think it's a jerk because you're going too far. I think they clearly feel some type of way, and they're not respectful, and that's hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
But you're not getting that across. I don't think cutting them off is going to show them you're hurt.
Look at us.
Who are we?
Allie? Is that you?
No, DZ, is that you?
No, clearly.
You know what? Screw this, Derek. You're right. Screw the family. Disconnect.
No, Derek, it's family. We never say no to family. No. Please. You're the jerk. What's going on? Wait
a second.
We're not answering. Never mind. I'm out.
Honestly, this is wild.
Nope, I'm out.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, didn't you just block your family girl for some distance? Why are you bringing me into this? I didn't block anyone.
We realized we were completely on opposite sides of the wrong side.
I left the family chat. I didn't block anyone, okay? Jeez. And then they added me back in. So can we not talk about me right now? Rude.
This is about Derek. This ain't about Allie.
Thank you, DZ. Where were we?
Both trying not to answer?
We totally answered the opposite for sure today.
And now I still don't want to answer no more.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ and I decided to keep our mouth shut, even though we totally went off about this already.
I'm still not trying to talk.
Derek wants his wife to disconnect from family because they've been together 13 years, married for 3, and he feels like, you know, they don't treat her respectfully. They've got more money. He comes from no money. We've gone through this already.
Well, and they've grown together, arguably gotten it out the mud together.
Well, in 13 years, they're together.
They're together.
You would hope that this is going to work out. Let's go. We have so many good people on the phone. Let's start with Vanessa in Watertown this morning. Hi, Vanessa.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. Which way are you going? You going jerk or not the jerk for asking the wife to disconnect from her family?
I'm going jerk.
Ooh.
Okay.
Go on.
I just feel like, first of all, I don't care how long you're with somebody, like, you don't really get to decide, like, somebody else's relationship with their family,
blood.
You know.
Ooh, received.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different, and
it's
like
it's harsh.
Mm-hmm. That's a big step. Like, no, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's
so
okay.
Sorry.
But then, why is she so worried? Why is he so worried?
Yeah, why would he be pushing that? And like,
that's,
you know, I get it, and he doesn't want to see his wife be mistreated.
Right.
And like, that is a thing, but. You don't support her by trying to rip other people that she loves. Like, what if Rosemary Burke?
That's what I'm saying.
Him.
That's what kind of rubbed me the wrong way was you could tell she was not ready to disconnect from her family, and he was pushing it. And it's so much easier. He's going, well, they don't like me, so let them go. But that's your family. And like, it's so much easier said than done.
I guess,
right?
I didn't understand it when you were saying it.
That's what I was saying. But he also thinks he's protecting her, and he's not. He doesn't have bad intentions.
Because they've grown together, and their relationship being ostracized from her family.
This is the moral dilemma, see?
They are their, they're each other's family. So it's
that's
like.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
See, so I get both sides, but I also get pushing someone to disconnect from their family when they're not ready.
That's manipulative.
Not fair.
On paper, that's manipulative. Without understanding the situation, I'd say that's manipulation.
Or
yeah.
What?
That's controlling. Yeah. I'd say that.
Well, maybe. And,
you know,
and then maybe that's
and
why they
don't
like
their
him.
Relationship.
Sorry, Derek.
Yeah, I don't know their relationship.
I'm not trying to put it out there, but you never know. You never know.
Fair. Ooh,
that's
Vanessa.
What I was just going to say. You don't never know. And that's like a classic narcissistic move. You want to isolate people to, you know,
control them better.
You the most.
Bring them into that Stockholm syndrome life.
So, Derek, you got to let it work itself out.
Not to say that's what's happening.
Derek's going
to
hate. You know
but
Derek,
we got to be careful.
Look, he wrote all these nice things.
Right.
Now he's going to hate us. He's going to hate the show and us.
Yeah. Vanessa's the one that said it.
Right?
No, Vanessa, we appreciate your call.
It's okay. I'll sleep good tonight anyway.
Kicks it off, says jerk.
You know what? I love that. I'll sleep good tonight. You call again. I love it when people say it with their
fiery
chest. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk soon. Vanessa, have a great day.
All right.
Bye. All right. Next up, we have got somebody. I'm so excited to bring this regular on because I got the best picture sent to my phone last night, and it was of DZ and this regular meeting for the first time ever. Santino in Sheboygan.
Magically, this song played when we locked eyes, too. I was like, what is, can we talk? I was like, dang, Santino, you just walk around with
this
music?
Listen, I know we're in the middle of Am I the Jerk, but I've been praying for this day. I mean, I don't even pray. Listen, I've been waiting for this day because I love Santino. Everybody loves Santino.
Facts.
I love you, DZ. You both played football at Lakeland different years.
Yeah.
And you've never met.
Nope.
Until the Bucks game last night when Santino was in attendance and he found you.
And we may have crossed paths at Lakeland at one point or another, but
yeah.
officially meeting, as you know, big dog to big dog, even though he's a bigger dog.
Santino's a big dog.
No, it was great. Hey, and I met his little dog.
Well, my oldest little dog.
Oldest, yeah, biggest little dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Smaller than me.
It was funny. I mean, this ain't the proper analogy, but me and my son kept pointing at DZ like it was that shot that came from Martin Luther King. We're like, hey, there he is.
Chill out.
You guys are wild. Well, when I got the picture of you guys together, I should post it. I should post the picture of you guys.
I should post it.
Okay, fine. I was trying to just, you know, help you out here because it'll be posted in May.
You can post it.
No, seriously. It was so, I'm glad you guys met. You guys liked each other?
No.
No, shut up.
Hey, is this like a first date or something? What's going on here? This ain't no dumpster date.
Right. This is Am I the Jerk?
Okay,
no, but
okay.
No, real talk, real quick.
Yeah,
you know, Allie, and I'll gas you up a little bit, Santino. You know how I tell you I see auras in people?
Absolutely.
When you see a good aura in somebody, think of Santino, because that's the definition. You know how you just feel good around somebody?
Santino's a lovable guy.
Santino.
Yeah. And
his aura.
Wife,
hey,
his
man,
whole
I
family.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Top tier. No, top tier individual.
Dude, again, this is not about Santino, but dude, went to his birthday party and it was, he's just friends with great people,
yeah.
Great family,
yeah.
Great guy, and I agree, yeah.
Attracts
shout out.
Positive energy and it just attracts greatness.
Dude,
yeah.
Are we in love with you, Santi? What is wrong
yes.
with us?
My wife is jealous, yes.
All right, Santino.
It's all right.
No,
seriously,
enough
though.
Enough for me to go around.
Digressing, back to
enough
it.
Enough for me to go around. Okay,
chill out.
No, for real, though. So you heard Vanessa in Watertown say jerk. Is he the jerk for asking his wife to disconnect from family?
First off, Vanessa, take a step back. Don't call him a narcissist because this is 10 years of dealing with the situation. You don't understand what
fair.
Trauma his wife has gone through.
Fair.
There's a lot of things that has probably transpired through these 10 years. And if mm-hmm. they're using their financial security mm-hmm. over the daughter, making her feel like crap, there's always three sides to the story. You have hers, the truth. Sorry, you have hers, theirs, and the truth.
Mm.
So some of this stuff might be coming from past trauma as a kid that comes up when they're around family. You don't know what takes place. And as a husband, to stand up for his wife, he has to live with her. They don't.
And it takes a lot for a husband to stand up to his wife's family because that's a pinnacle of respect, to respect your partner's family.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so,
Santino.
So what happens if he decides to say, you know what? I can't deal with your family. This is too much stress on me and walks away. Then guess what? He's the jerk.
Yeah.
He's still the jerk. It's like there's no way to chop this up to make him the good guy. But he's defending his wife. He's standing up for his wife. And I appreciate that about that man.
Because
otherwise, he could just let it happen.
He could just sit in the corner. Yeah.
Totally. And you guys are they're going to die. Derek texted in.
Well, and think about
Derek texted in and has something to say about what we're saying. So I'm going to read it in a second, but go on.
Santino makes a lot of sense. Like, we're talking about in the media. We're talking about right now. We're talking about in today's census. There's no way Derek was going to include the last 10 years of whatever they've been going through together. The last 13 years of whatever they've been going through together in an Am I the Jerk writing. He wasn't going to include all of that. So we don't know what all the things that they've dealt with to get to this point of the final straw.
Absolutely
the camel
not.
Is now.
Yeah. Well, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. I read something the other day that said, if I am not welcomed unconditionally at your table, then my family will not be present. When you marry, you begin your new family. You cannot build your family if you're being broken by those who are negatively affecting you.
That part.
Woo! Well, I'm going to read what Derek just texted in. But first, Jenny in Sheboygan texted in and said, I wonder if this is a Santino that gave a speech for the North High School National Honor Society.
Santino.
It is.
She said you did great, and she agrees about the positivity. Have a great day, Santino.
See, proven. Hi, Tino. Peace, fam. Love.
Aw, that's so sweet. Now everybody's texting in about that. Santino, not if he's a narcissist. Been there, done that. That's from JoJo. Okay. Well, now Derek texted in.
What'd he say?
He said, Derek doesn't hate you guys, LOL, but the wife and I are listening, and it's funny because she actually agrees with me more now and thinks I'm not the jerk. It's not a controlling thing. She's just been on the fence. Thanks, guys. Love you all. And thanks, DZ, for standing 8 toes down with me.
How you know I'm missing 2 toes?
And then he said high five to Santino. See, now, Derek, now I feel bad. See, I told you I was going to. This is the problem. I say what I want, and then I feel bad.
And then you feel bad. Well,
and then I have guilt.
Well, no, and I actually love the fact that this is a real-time update follow-up going, hey, we're listening now, and just so you know.
We never get these,
because it didn't sound like she was ready or wanting to cut them off. Understanding that she is ready and was just like, oh, but it's family. Oh, but you got to cut that out. If it's not helping you, and if it's not healthy for you, and it's if it's stifling your family's growth, I do nothing but respect it. Cut him.
No, totally. So, and our third person hung up. So or dropped, which never happens on Am I the Jerk?
You think they dropped their phone and they hung up too?
Maybe, but all I know is it ended up. Everything's falling into place today because we got the update in real time. We didn't even need the third person because now we know where the couple's standing at this second,
right now.
And that's it. So there we go.
Not the jerk.
I guess. Well, it's up to them.
They're not the jerks.
Fine, whatever.
Partly jerks.
Whatever you say. Okay?
Justified jerks.
There you go, Derek and your wifey.